And thus pay on the base Nitma Tumas Hatahim. We hear in the Mishnah that by Kolben Pesach and the Kolben that a Nozer brings, so if it was Nitma Tumas Hatahim, which in essence means that there was a Tumas Safik, we do not know if he became Tamei, if he did not become Tamei. So even though, if we would have known for sure, B'shas Ezrika, that he is Tamei, we would never be Zerik the Dam. But if we don't know, so then the halacha is, it was Nizlak Vacha Kach Neida, that's how Rashi brought in the Mishnah. So it was Neida that he was Namatsev, he was exposed to Tumas Atahim. We don't know, did he become Tamei, did he not become Tamei? So we have Aritza Itzit, and the Kolben is good. Boy Rami Bar Chomet. Koyin Hameratze B'Kolben Oiseyem. What is the halacha if the Koyin, who's doing the Avodah for a Nozer, or for a person who brings a Kolben Pesach, does he also have this heter of Tumas Atahim? If we found out after his Avodah that he was exposed to a Tumas Atahim, does it help also, Eloi? Mi Amrina, do we say, Ki Gmiri Tumas Atahim, Bebailim, the whole Aloche L'Moshe Misinai, that there's a kula of Tumas Atahim that's only Bebailim. Bekoyin Loigmiri. But on the Koyin, we don't have a Aloch L'Moshe Misinai that was Hutter Tumas Atahim. I Dilma Bezivcha Gmiri. Maybe the Aloch L'Moshe Misinai is in this Kolben. Loishna Bekoyin, Veloishna Bebailim. Aloch L'Moshe Misinai, that there's no psul if there occurred in that kravas hakolben sai mitzad the bailim and sai mitzad the kain is doing the void if there occurred a tumas atoy zot rashi bekolben I say him the nozer va oise pesach utroloi im nit ma gufoi besofek tube bekolben yochid eine deiche shabbos vetum if the bivadai tomei. So there would be no heter for a Kohen Tomei to do the Avodah for him. But the other Kahanim HaTohirim, he grad became Sofik Tomei. So we need here a heter of Tumas HaTohirim. So that's the Shaila. Ki Gmiri de Tumas HaTohirim Muter Eslam Bebailim Ode Gmiri. Avo be Kohen Loi, Idulme be Zivcha Gmiri, be Kabonis Halolu be Pesach, בקבונס נוזה גמירי דו הוטרה להם תומס הטוים של גוף. That means even if the whoever is involved in the Kolben was nitma תומס הגוף, but it's a תומס הטוים, הלכך לא ישנה בביילם ולא ישנה בקוי. עומר רובה תושמה, the Tony Rabchiye, we learned, בראיסה רבחיה said, לא אמרו תומס הטוים, Ella lemeis bilvad. That is only if there's a suffix, if there was a tumas meis. So then we have aloch lemeishim misinai, that if it was a suffix tumas meis, so then it is muta. Lemutei mai. So what does Rav Chiya mean, davke by tumas meis? Which tumas does he come to exclude? Lav lemutei tumas atahim disheret. There's a tumas atahim of a sheret, so then there's no heter of tumas atahim. So now we have to find out what is the case that there's a tumas atahim the sheret and it's no good. Ubamaya skina, what is the case? Einayma bebalim, if we are speaking about that the balim became tamei, a tumas atahim of a sheret, ubamaya, what case are we speaking about? Ibenozer, if the nozer became tamei, tumas atahim, mi mahani bai. So is there a difference if the nozer was mekabel tumas sheret, who was not mekabel tumas sheretz. Tiyomus meis olav omer achmone. The Torah says that the only chesaron by a nozer is if he became tomei to a meis. So that is seiser the minion, and he has to start counting over again, and he can't bring his kabonis to be met, to end off the naziris. So the only problem of tumas is only tumas meis. Tumas sheretz, afilu he touches a sheretz b'yodayim, there's no problem, he can bring the kabonis. Ela ba'isa pesach. So maybe we're speaking about ba'isa pesach, but what? That the Baal HaKodem was exposed to a tumas atahim of a sheretz, and Rabchi is telling us that there's no heter of tumas atahim by tumas sheretz. Honich elaman da omein shoichtem v'zorken al tmei sheretz. Look to Gemara, if we hold that if a person is a tmei sheretz, one cannot shech a kolben pesach, one can be zerik the dam. Well, it's very good. So the Rabbi is telling us not only if he touched the sheretz and sheretz and bezerkin, afilu there was a case of tumas hatohim b'sheretz. We don't have the school of tumas hatohim by tumas sheretz, and also in sheretz and bezerkin. So it's very good. So now we understand what Rabbi is telling us. Elo leman do ma sheichtem v'zorikin al tmei sheretz, but according to the man the Yoma that says that if a person is a vaday tmei sheretz it sheichtem v'zorikin, so hash the tmei yedua hutroloi. So if he would vaday touch a sheretz, he's permitted to shech the korban pesach, and that the dam should be nizrik for him tmei satoim like olshke. So what's wrong with tmei satoim? So according to the man the Yoma that says that Sheichtim v'zorken al tmei sheretz, so what is pshat in this maimer of Rabchiyah that Rabchiyah is telling us that there's no heter of tumas atoim on tumas sheretz? The Philist Tommy Bevadai is also permitted to bring a kol. Elo lav bekoyin. Ushmami no hutroloi tumas atoy. Al kochach from Rabchiya we see, if he said that there's a inyan of tumas sheretz, where there's no heter of tumas atoy, so my story is that the koyin became tomei a sofik tumas sheretz. So if the case would have been by a sofik tumas meis, it'd be a tzitzitzitz, and the avoider would be good, even though he's a sofik tomei. He said, but by tumas sheretz it is not good. Let us see Rashi. Ubeman el b'meis b'vada v'shar tumas sofik loy hutu. Ubeman b'mita ore tumas atoim zud v'sheretz tekom aloy hutro iben nozer mimahani be. Afila tumas v'sheretz v'adai. Does the tumah help lister minyone vavos kol benoisav? He can continue his minyan, he can bring his kabonet. V'chiyomus olof ksiv pesach v'shoygi pisim zemezit b'krisus. Honich alaman diyom alakam apeke, he showed that what in sheikhtim is erken of tmei sheret. That's very good. Ochi gersinin el alav b'koyim. So kochach apchi is speaking about that the koyim was exposed to tumas atahim of a sheretz, and there's no heter of tumas atahim, but kapon of a istais, a tumas atahim of a meis, there's a heter of filu by a koi. Let us see Taisvitz. Lav lemutai tumas atahim de sheretz. Vim taima. Heichi shayich tumas atahim de sheretz, volei metame elo bemage. A sheretz is only metame bemage, not ba'oyu. The tumas atahim ain't a begoli. Tumas atahim is when the tumas is not begoli, ala mechuse, betomun, beofo betevin, ay betzreir, kedesan yelakamon. That is the nature of tumas atahim. It's mechuse. So how can one be mekabel atumas sheretz if the sheretz is mechuse? Ishloime ke goin shich nishyodi beofo venogi. Pakelti stuck his hand into ofo. And we don't know if he touched the sheretz or not, but that has a din of tumas atoim. Ibn Nazir, Chiyomos Meis Olav, Omar Achmone. So there's no problem of Tumas Sheretz by a Nazir. Teimolari. Dilme Loilom Ben Nazir. Maybe they're speaking about by a Nazir. Aye, what's the Shaila by Tumas Sheretz? The Nafkemina im Shochat Kolbonoi. The guy is Kolbonoi. That the Nazir shechted his kolben. Venitma. The loy, see some what venitma means. The loy meratzi tzitz. That'll be the shayla. If there's a ritzi tzitz, he shechted, the nazir shechted betume. The shayla is there a ritzi tzitz? The chen koshe besomach, the koma elom and the omar shechted bezerkin. Amikol mokim nafkemin elim shochat pischoi. Also, we have an afkemine if the Bailim shechted his Kolben Pesach. So we have to know, is there a loche of Tumas HaTohim? Could be by the Kahanim, there's no din of Tumas HaTohim, only by the Bailim. So yes, Lamayin afkemine, the Bailim shechted his Kolben. So Lamayse, we have to know, is there a loche of Tumas HaTohim? So he said, there's no din of Tumas HaTohim by Tumas Shech. Let us see the Gilyan Ashas. Zakta Bikivege Koshali Halishkait Litome Kosha. Zakta Bikivege, a Tome is permitted to Shech. Tome is allowed to Shech. There's no Avla of a Tome to Shech. Tavoid is Kosha. So Lomai Nafkemine, if there is, what in Ritzitzitz? We're speaking about, is there Ritzitzitz? Is there not Ritzitzitz? What do you need Ritzitzitz for? A Tome is allowed to Shech. Ules Rike, and if Taisus means to, we'll say Shechit is Lav Davke. And Taisus means to say that the Bailim was Zoyrik, U Bailim Koyin, and the Bailim were Kahanim. So we're clearing. So Taisus says there's an Afkemine for the Bailim. If the Bailim were Kahanim and the Bailim was Zoyrik, U Midin has Rike Bitume. And we want to know. So, if the Zoyrik is Tomei, it's no good. If there's a Ritzitzit by Tumas HaTohim, then it is good. Hozeu Iboi. So, das klarte Gemore, is there a Ritzitzit by the Kahanim? The right of Amis Livshek Mizad, the Lekoyim Hutre. Uchdamrin and all the love Bekoyim. Ubevadai ein chilik bezeim azoyre koyinu abailim a koyin acha, vetzoychi in godel, frek rabbi keveger. If Taisus means to ask that there'll be an afkemine, if the bailim will be zoyrek the dam, is there a heter of tumas atoim? Tainit rabbi keveger, there's no yichis of the bailim in zrike. The avoidis of zrike is mutal on the kahanim. Now, if the Bailam is a Koyin, good. But he's doing the void als Koyin, not als Bailam. So Memeliv is doing the void als Koyin, so that was the Shaila of the Gemara. That in the Oivdei HaKolben, is there a heter of Tumas HaTohim? So what's Frektois? That's the Shaila of the Gemara. There's no difference if the Oivd is the Bailam or is a different Koyin. There's no yichus in Bailam over here. The Gemara cleared the shaila. In what the Bailam pasul? There was a heter of Tumas HaTohim. But what the Koyim pasul? That was the shaila. So the Bailam is doing avoidus HaKoyim. So the shaila is there a ritzitzit can avoidus HaKoyim? The Bailam is no yichus over here. So therefore, Rabbi Kemega lies by Tzorchi and Go. He doesn't understand Taisa. Now here a shtikel ha'ore in Rabbi Kiveger. Rabbi Kiveger started off the kash as follows. That means the shayla can't be if the bailam shechted, because shechita is kosher with a tom. So that can't be the shayla. So let us think for 1 minute. What would be if shechita would be possible? Are you day tom? But still, l'chayre Rabbi Kiveger has alom de shekasher. So the psul and shchita is, if there would be a psul and shchita, it's weiter not a psul in the bailam. It's a psul and avoidus shchita. So that's good for the shchita. Just like Rabbi Kiveger says, when the bailam is the zoyrik, so that doesn't fall into the category that hutra tumas hatayim lebailim, because this has nothing to do with the bailim. This is avoidus hakoyim. If the koyim is the bailim of someone else's lemal lemoyrid, but the ritzi teach you need an avoidus hakoyim in order to be matter. So I feel that we would say that shchita tome is possible. So it's a psul in the avoidus hashchita. So Memelevaita, what does it have to do with the Bailam? Why didn't Rabbi Kevege ask this kasha by Shchita? The same kasha he asks by Zrike, Luchay can ask by Shchita. So he can say one of the two. Rabbi Kevege asked a better kasha. This is the kasha Rabbi Kevege asked by Zrike, is Alom de Shekasha. He's the Bailam. But Rabbi Kevege asked, but the shayla is not als Bailam, the shayla is als Koyim. That's along the shikash. This is not Rabbi Kevege's akasha. By Shchit, you don't need Rabbi Kevege to ask the kasha. It's kosher. So Rabbi Kevege didn't want to go into this long the shikasha. Ein echanami, if one ask long the shikasha, he could ask by Shchit also. But Rabbi Kevege said, by Shchit, it's not the taste of trying to understand. Because Shchit is kosher, al yedei tomei. Perhaps that's pshat in Rabbi Kevege. Or perhaps we can say that Shchita Rabbi Kevege didn't have a kasha. Lu Yitzuya, Shchita would be puzzled. Al Yidei Tomei, then he would have understood Taisus kasha. Why? Could be, we hear the Gebore Dav Zainam at Beis, the Rashi Dav Zainam at Beis, that Rashi says that the Iker Mitzvah of Shchitas HaKavonis is Al Yidei HaBailam. Rashi brings a drosha v'somach v'shochat, Mishe somach hu yishchay. So Memele, that what someone else can check, that goes to Hatzlichus. But Be'etzim, the Hakrovis HaKolben, theoretically, the Shchitas HaKolben, theoretically, is Mutal on the Bailam. So this is the Shchita is Midine HaBailam. So could the Rabbi Kevege said, if Shchita al Yidei Tomei would be possible, no. So Memele, then Taisus has a Moshadike Kasha. So could be the whole heter of Tumas HaTahoim is Davke, whatever involves the Bailam, whatever Kilkul can be Baal Yidei HaBailam. No, Shchita is also a din in the Bailam. So it could be we have a ritzui of Tumas HaTahoim by the Shchitas HaBailam. But Rabbi Kevege asked, there's no psul of Shchita. Could be. So one of the two. Either Pshat Rabbi Kevege has his kasha by Shchita also, or it could be the by Shchita could be there's no kasha. But Al Kaponim, and Taisvus is Zich HaShver, what is Pshat and Taisvus kasha? Kevege blies by Tzorch Yingo. Now we have the Taisus HaRajbe, and the Taisus HaRajbe brings down the Kashe, and the Taisus HaRajbe says two more words, so we see from the Taisus HaRajbe what the Kashe was. The Taisus HaRajbe says, the Bailam Shecht, Betume, Harei Nitmo Bisar HaKolm, so then the basar becomes tamei. The loy meratetzit. So then there's no hitzitzit. Now, first we have to know, there's a few ha'oris on the Taisus HaRajbe. And number one, who says that when the Balam shecht, it has to be nitma b'sar hakom? The Balam was tamei, who says that the basar has to be tamei? No. He touched a sheret, so he's a rishon l'tumah. Doesn't even have to be metama the sakin. The sakin is only mekabel tumah for nava tumah. So he has to touch the meat. I mean, who says he has to touch the meat? So bachlal, ha'orah number one. Who says bachlal if the bailam is tumah that the basar becomes tumah? Ha'orah number two. Afilo the basar will become tamei, so why do you need ritzitzit? Let's say by nozer. I says by nozer and by pesach. Let's talk about nozer a minute. Why do you need ritzitzit? So the Dvar Shmuel says, it's going if we hold that ein hatzitz meratz ala achilas. I don't know if we, according to Tosis, we don't have such a mandiyama. Tosis says that Tula Rabbi Yeshua holds that hatzitz meratz ala achilas, and that's why b'diyavad it's good, and only l'chatchil mit rabbonin you shouldn't be zayrik, unless there's another Tula. I don't know if we have a Tana that's more machma, that holds ein hatzitz meratz ala achilas. That means we need a new heter over here of Tumas HaTaim, which that we need a special tzitzit. L'chayre, we hold that the tzitz is meratz al achilas, so it's a kosher is rike. And perhaps we could say pshat and taisvis, not like the Dvar Shmuel, perhaps we can say pshat and taisvis means to say, can you eat the basa? Maybe that's the shaila in taisvis. Can you eat the basa? Say by Nozir and say by Kolben Pesach, can you eat the basa? Like this, there's no ritzitzitz, but if it'd be a heter of tumas atahim, so memeila, we assume that the shoychet is, we assume that the shoychet is not tamei, and so memeila, so the basar is permitted to be eaten. That goes to a ritzitzitz. Could be pshat and taisvis is if you're permitted to eat the basar. Ritzitzitz never helps to eat the basar. Even though the tzitz meratz al achilas, that we hear in the second taisus on this omen, the tzitz is not meratz to be matzah to eat bepoil, but could be al peter of tumas atoim. The tzitz is not meratz on tumas aguf also, but tumas atoim there is a ritzitzit. Maybe taisus means that the taisa rashba means that I nitma besara kolben v'loim meratz tzitz, and that's what we need tumas atoim. And God, the loshen of taisus is takemashma like the taisa rashba. Im shachat kol bonoi v'nitmo. So l'chayet v'nitmo, taisvis means the bosa, that the bosa became tom. The loy meratzi tzitz. Ha'ala number three, we have to understand if according to the Rashbe, if that was pshat and taisvis kashe, I mean this, if the bosa became tomei, this zikha not a din in the bailim. That means here it's zikha very difficult to understand the kasha. A fellow will say that it's mutal on the bailin, the shech to kolben, but since the kilkel did not come out from the shchita, the kilkel came out from that he touched the kolben. I mean, it says a zaytiki kilkel. So what does this have to do with that? There's a heter of tumas atoyim to the bailin. This is nothing to do with the bailin. The bailin has to be toyer. The bailin is mechuyev to shech. But all these things, but the tumas habos has nothing to do with the bailin. So we have to know if according to the Taisus HaRashba is takef ha'em for Taisus the Rabbi Kiveges kash. The Gemara did not want to say this nafkemine that the bailin shechta dimkein tivshet. The beziv chagmiri, so then al kochoch, it's aloch in the zevach. Loishna bebailim, veloishna bekoim. Al kaponim, where the taisvus harajbe says, pshat and the kasha, we zich understand taisvus teret. So vekert, if we'll say that the bosa does not become tomei, so al koch is aloch in the zevach. If it's aloch in the zevach, then it's zich no chilek between the bailim or the koim. So it would only work out the zevach. So that's, so that of it is being poishet to Shaila. Al Koponim, so we now are holding in we were poishet the Shaila from Rab Chiya. He says, Rab Chiya said that Le'omru Tumas Atoim Elo Lemeis Bilbat, not by Tumas Sheret, the Gemara held, that's what he means to exclude. So we see that there is a Musig of Tumas Atoim by Tumas Sheret. And this cannot be al yidei a bailim shenitmu betumas atoim, because that wouldn't be mekalkel the kolben anyway. So al kolchach, you're speaking about the koyin was nitmu betumas atoim. Omar Rav Yosef, loy, la'oilam bebailim u bepesach. No, we're speaking about, could be there's no tumas atoim by the kahanim. La'oilam bebailim u bepesach. Ulemu'uti tumes atahoim bezive. And Fakert Rav Chiya is telling us that there's no heter of tumes atahoim bezive. Let us see Rashi. La'ilam bebailim, uba'oise pesach. We're speaking about that the bailim of a Korban Pesach, he was exposed to a Tumas HaTahim of Zivit. With the Kashiloch, Holei Mahani Bei Tumah Achiti, only Tumas Mace affects the Korban Pesach, Ike Tumas Zivit, Shehi Shivas Yomim. If the Baal HaKorban became Azov, or he was Seisel the Nikiyim, as we'll see soon, so then he's Tomei Shivas Yomim. Then Vein Sheichdim V'Zerik and Olof. So according to everyone, you can't be Sheichd V'Zerik. He's Leichazi to eat the Korban Pesach. He's still Tomei for 7 days. Sheichdim V'Zerik, not Tomei Sheretz, because he could go to the mikveh and he's able to eat the basa. So Memeil Sheichdim V'Zerik, and he's Chazi La'ochlai. But a person who has Tumei Zive, he has another 7 days in order to become Toyos and Sheichdim V'Zerik and Olof. Vashmeinan Rabchie, the Tumas Atahim de Zive, there's no heter of Tumas Atahim. Now, how do we have a Tumas Atahim de Zive? Kegoin Zov, Beshvi Sheloy. We have a Zov, that was a Zov, that needed Shivanikiyim. And he's the seventh day, he's by the seventh day, and the Zoviku. Now, what's going to be with this Zov? Shemo Yire Hayoim, it is 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Baruch Hashem, things are going good. He didn't see yet. He comes now to Shech the Korban Pesach. So he fills out a questionnaire. What's your matzah? So he tells them that he's Azov. This is the seventh day. And so far so good. It wasn't a riyah. So but now we have to understand, before we Shech the Korban Pesach, we have to understand we're playing with dynamite over here. What's going to be If there'll be a riyah 4 o'clock, so he'll be seisa kiyim. So it comes out 3 o'clock. He was a zot. He was a zot 3 o'clock. Ain't shechta mezerken alav. If there won't be a riyah today, so he's not a zot. So his matzah is he now tomei yes or not? That's similar to a tahim. We don't know. We have no way of knowing now. So that's called tumas atahim. Do we shech 3 o'clock for the Zot? The Sofiku, Shemo Yira Hayoim, Biyistikol Mashemone, Sofik Lo Yira, Verehu Kitome Sheretz. If he won't see today, he's a Tome Sheretz, the Chosi Luta. Bahavilo Tumes Atahoim, so this Bailim is exposed to a Tumes Atahoim, this Tumas HaToyim passos. Only Tumas HaToyim of Meis was Huta. These are Sofik Tomei Meis. These are Sofik Zov. I beg your pardon, we will not check the Korban Pesach, because that's a Sofik. Maybe you're now a Zov. Maybe you'll be see later, you'll be Soysed in the Kim. So maybe you're now a Zov. So if you're a Zov now, we cannot check the Korban Pesach to you. That was Rabbi Yosef Stetz. Say, what are you telling me? That Rab Chiya is speaking about Tumas Zive. The Gemara, Tumas Zive, the Tumas time of Zive is not Meratzeh. For Sanya, we learned in Abarais, Rab Yais Yoimer, Shemeres Yoim, Kineged Yoim, Sheshachtu, Vizolku Aleho, Bisheini Shalom. ואחר כך הוא עשה אינו איכלס ופטור המילסס פסח שני שמייטיימה לב משום דמרצת. So let us see Rashi what Rabbi Yossi said. זאת Rashi. שמרס יוים כנגד יוים that שכתב בשני שלו עדיין סופיקו Shemo tira yoimze, v'yitzareis im esmoil. V'tire gamocho, v'avolo shloyshe, v'avolo zove gmure. Im loy tira, titoye lo eres. We have here, let us just review for 1 second, the hilchis of Azovo, minatoire. Minatoire, an ishe saw dam, she saw one rega, she saw kol shivas hayomim, she's Tomei Shivas Yomim. If the dam was Nifsak, she tables herself Leil Shmini, and she's toil. Now, what happens if she sees there was a Riyah Yom Shmini? There was a Riyah Yom Shmini. So now, in order for her to become toil, you need Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom. There was a Riyah Yom Ches. So now, we need that Yom Tes, there should not be a Riyah. If Yom Tes, there will not be a Riyah, so Memele, so she can table herself Yom Tes, and she's toil. You need one day of a iriyah to counteract, to be metayer, that day that there was a iriyah. Now, let's be more elaborate. Let's say, she saw Yom Ches. Yom Ches, the morning, we say, Mitzvah Yom Kekuloi. So, Be'emison, there was already a Yom Keneged Yom. So, after the Neitzachama, she's permitted to go to the mikveh, and she's toil. But again, she's sitting on a keg of dynamite. That means we're assuming that there won't be a riyah this whole day. If there'll be a riyah this day, so memela, so it's seisa. So it comes out this day was not a day of iriyah. She saw this day. If there's no riyah the whole day, so memela, so then we say miksa sayoim kikuloi, so memela, so already she's toil after the tvila, after the neitzacham. So, shteitach hazoi. Let us now see again what Rabbi Yossi said. Shemeres yoim keneged yoim. It was the ninth day. She saw the eighth day. This is the ninth day. Sheshochtu vizolku aleho b'sheini shalo. They shechted, this was the second day. This was the ninth day, the second day after the first year. And memele, they shechted. And there was a v'ache kach rosa. Now she saw. So Eina Eichelet, so she's not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach, Vashteitzach, she's Tomei. She was Soisel, the Nekiyim of this Yoim, so Shemeres Yoim Keneged Yoim, so Mamaisa she's Tomei, she can't eat the Korban Pesach. Uptura Milas is Pesach Sheini, but she's Potter to bring a Pesach Sheini. Why is she Potter? Because B'Shas Zrike, B'Shas Shchite, she was a Tumas HaTohim. Was a Tumas, that we didn't know. Then there was, she was Namatzab of Tumas HaTohim. So we say there's a ritzitzit. There's a ritzitzit. If she was the matzvah, I don't know if you're Tommy or not, there's a matzvah to Mr. Time. So that's why she was yaitze with this kolben. My time, alav mishum, the meratzitzit, prakti gemore akashe. Rav Yosef's itimte was very nice, but Rav Chiya can't be speaking about this. Because Lamaisa Rav Chiya said, lehutra la tumas meis, so he can't be speaking not tumas zive. Because Tumas Ziva Lamaisa, there is a heter of Tumas HaTohim. Let's see what Rashi says. Eino Ichelas, Shreitzrich Li Yisoyit, Mocha, Shemer Hashem Keneged Yoyim. She needs a tare of Yoyim Yud in order to be able to become Toya from the Ri and Yoyim Tes. Obtura Milas is Pesach Sheini, Kasal Kedaitach, given the Beshah Shchita Zrike, Sofik Ave, it's a sophic, what her matzav is then? Merat tzitz, mitumas atoim dezive. Ba'aval gav di goli milsul ha-mafeyu shenitmo vaday betumas atoim. Later we found that, abas agayt minishton. That is the chidish of tumas atoim. I feel the lady wasn't his gala, that's vaday tumas atoim. But since bishatoi, bishat shchit ezrike, was a matzav of tumas atoim, so there's a ritzitzit, so the zrike helps, the shchita helps. So it's doch bitter, so what's here we see from Rabbi Yossi, we see Fakel, that there's a het of Tumas HaTohim by Shal Tumas. So Rabbi Yossi said, no, loy, mishum de kasova Rabbi Yossi mikan ulaha bohim metav. No, you're learning long pshat from Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds, if it was Shemeres Yoim Keneged Yoim, as soon as Mitzvah HaYoim, passed by, she's toil legamli already. Mitzvah Sayyim Kekuloi, she's a Shemeres Yoim Keneged, she's toil legamli. Finished. So Memeila, so that, therefore, if she shechted, they shechted the Korban Pesach, it's a Gewaldike Korban Pesach, she was toil legamli. She sees later, this, she's Tomei, it's not Seisel, that day, it's a Tomei Mikan Alahabe. So that's what Rabbi Yossi said. Rabbi Yossi said, it's a Shtikteir and Tumas HaTohim. According to Rabbi Yossi, it is not Tumas HaTahoim. B'sha'a Shchita, she was toil legamri, so they shechted. So it's a good Shchita, a good Zrikas, and a male, she's potter from a Pesach Sheini. She's not allowed to eat it because she became Tommy later, so she's not allowed to eat. So Rashi, Mikano Lahabu Metame, Shemeres Yoim Keneged Yoim, Shesofra Tzas HaYoim, V'tovlo, Tahoira Mitume Shalestmael. V'chi hodo chos yeboi b'yoyim mitamo v'kanu lahabo. Oti yemocho shemere shem k'neged yoyim. Hilkach. Bizrike shchite toire mal yosi avo, sheshi was toire legamri. V'rabonon pligi olei, d'rabonon acholik arab yoisi, v'omri deho d'chi chazoi, igoli muslim afreyem, d'zivo hi. But maybe the zovi would be better. That she's a zovo, v'chode to me. So according to the Chachomim, u'b'sha'a shchite, sofik avoi. And according to the Chachomim, v'chayeves b'peisach sheini. According to the Chachomim, sh'bakachai b'peisach sheini. So m'meile, so Rav Yosef is saying, I said a gewaldik is tiktere. What's next of me? Tabchia is talking about Tumas Zive. That there's no heter of Tumas HaTahim by Tumas Ziva. Where is there Tumas HaTahim by Tumas Ziva? According to the Chachamim. That the Chachamim hold that if there's a Riyah the same day, it's a Yisalem Afreya. So Memela, according to the Chachamim, Shemer Hashem Keneged Yoim is in a matzav of Tumas HaTahim of Ziva. And that's what Rabbi is coming to tell us, that the Shechita will not be good. And if she'll see later, so Memela, she'll have to bring a Pesach Sheini. That's what Rabbi Chi is telling me. You found a Rabbi Yossi. No, Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi owes me kana la'abim metame. According to Rabbi Yossi, there's no Tumas HaTahim. According to Rabbi Yossi, v'shteitzach, it's metame mekana la'abim. So according to Rabbi Yossi, there's no musik b'chlal of Tumas HaTahim by Ziva. There's no Tahim when she's toil legamri. So forget, for Rabbi Yossi, for him, for himself, he said a good shtick toire. Well, the Kamei Porich, so later Gemara is going to ask, Kivan del Rabbi Yossi, Kol Chad V'chad Tumah Bampei Nafshayu. According to Rabbi Yossi, that means if the beginning of the day passed by, the Netzach Hamah passed by, so she's Toil Legamri. So she sees later, so that's a new Tumah. So Memela Haich Mitztafel L'ziva L'asi Zovah G'dayla. How could you have a Zovah G'dayla? A Zovah G'dayla means 3 days passed, 3 days passed, and there was 3 consecutive riyas. There's no such thing as 3 consecutive riyas. The first riyah she became toil. The second, and then she saw new riyah. But this is not a zovah gedoyla. A zovah gedoyla means that there was 3 days of ziva without a hefsik bintayim, without a hefsik tara bintayim. That's called a zovah gedoyla. According to Rabbi Yossi, you always she becomes its 3 separate riyas. There was 1 riyah she became toil, then another riyah. They don't add up. You only have 1, 1, 1. You don't have 3. Kami por kivn Rabbi Yossi kol chad v'chad tumah b'mpei nafshi haich mitzav m'lozi v'lasi zovah g'dayla. That's the Gemara's kash. That's the Gemara's kash later on Rabbi Yossi. But al korponim, Rabbi Yosef is taken care of. So memele, so it's good. Frag the Gemara. V'asanye Rabbi Yossi yoyme. Like the Gemara, I wish to disagree with you. Rabbi Yossi does not hold metamo mikano lahabe. Vasanya Rabbi Yossi yomer zov bal shteiriyas. Azov was a bal shteiriyas. What does that mean? That means that azov, it was a bal shteiriyas. It's talking about the yom hashvi. Now, that azov bal shteiriyas b'yom hashvi needs shiva nekiyim. B'yom hashvi is equivalent to a shemer shem keneged yom. That means you'll say the same thing, Mitzvah Sayyim Kekuloi, and if there'll be a Riyah later, so it's Aislam Afreya, if you hold it's Aislam Afreya. So it says like this, Abi Yaisi Aimer Zol Bar Shteiriyah, Sheshachtoi Vizolka Olov Beshvi Shemoi, the Shechta the Kolm Pesach Beshvi Shemoi, Ba'acha Kachro, and later, he saw, after the Shrita he saw, V'chein Shemere Shem Kedegid Yom, Sheshachtoi Vizolka Olov Besheini Shemoi, Ba'achar kach rosso, so Rabbi Yossi said, 2 halachas. Halacha number 1, re'elu metame mishka v'moisha v'lamafreya. So the mishka v'moisha, that they were lying on before the riyah, is Tome, is an Ava Tome. So what do we see that Rabbi Yossi holds that it's Tzoisel Amafreya? It's not a Tome Mikano Labe. It's Tzoisel Amafreya. It's, yeah. Upturim Elas is Pesach Sheini. But the pot is to bring a Pesach Sheini. No, so you see Klor, that Rabbi Yossi holds that, that the Rie is Tzoisel Amafreya. Not the way you said it's Mikano Labe. And because he says that it's Mitama Mishka B'Moshev L'Mafreya. Va'af al Pikein, it's Pturim Milas is Pesach Sheini. So we're back again to the Kasha. So how does this stim? So we see Klor that there is a heter of Tumas Atahoim B'Zive. How does this stim with Rabchia? Rabchia said that the whole heter of Tumas Atahoim is only by Tumas Meis, not by any other Tumas. And for the Gemara, you're learning wrong pshat in Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds mekano lahabe metame. Ah, it's metame lemafreye. May lemafreye midrabon. Satu midrabono. Midrabono, they said it's metame lemafreye. But lemaise, she was toy lemafreye. So that's why she's ptura mi pesach shein. Zogt Rashi. Baal Shteiriyas, the Ilu Baal Gimuriyas, a Baal Gimuriyas could not bring a Korban Pesach b'shvi'i shaloi. Ilu Baal Gimuriyas, lechozi lemeicha le'ute, he cannot eat the Korban Pesach at night, because he's mechusa kippur, machiyovi korbanoisav b'ches. So lemeise, so azov bal gimarius b'yam shvi shaloi, he can't shecht. He's badai tomi, he's a mechusa kippur. Ubishmini nami, so let's talk about azov bal sholosh rius b'yam ashmini nami leimotz leminket. Umisni v'achakach ro metama mishka v'moishu l'mafreye. Because it's also not true. Bekiven de yotza meziva rishayne l'sho shehiruya l'kolben, Havalahach ziva achiti, this is zicha, after he came to Azman de Israel Lekom, so this is called a nuzive, Moshe v'mishkav shemeyes melach atzvila v'adheine tohira l'mafreya, atzvila tovo b'zayin shachis. It means that after he became roi to bring a korban, so that this is zicha, a nu rie, and it would zicha not be soisa l'mafreya. Mishkovis and Meishovis, Shela Achat Filosoi, Tmei, Shrei Sosa Minyonai, Farei Hu, Kibit Chilosoi. So it's Soisa the Minyon. We see here that Biosi holds that it's Soisa, Farei Kibit Chilosoi, the Seed, the Sof, Holo Yeshiva Shomim, Freyeno, Gritoni Nami Bishmer Hashem Lamafrei, Almanami Lamafrei Metam, Vazila Ochi Potolami Pesel Shemi, Shma Minotaima Mishim the Tumasatoi Mavi. I, Mishkovis and Meshovis, if it's Oisel Mafreya, why do you say the Mishkov and Moshev is Metame, Rebusa Nokedlu, Meshain Avatuma Letame, Odom, that the Mishkov is an Avatuma like the Zov alone, but over there, Zov Cholot Mishat Meim, other Tmeim, the Mishkov and Moshev is a Rishon Letume, but Zov is an Avatuma, so one to say, it's Oisel, the Oisel that even the Mishkov and Moshev, which is, that's me, the Chumre de Zov, is also Tame. The Gemara answers me the Rabbonim. Av the Raisa loy metame al mekano lahabe loy azov bezayin loy shemer shem b'sheini the mitzvah shem oilo lam lesfiroson hilkach legabi Pesach tahoyrin ma'al yahabe the toil legamri from a meila again we have no kasha Rabbi Yossi holds mekano lahabe metame there's no tumas atahim over there that's why they're put up on a Pesach shein. Let us see Taisus. Lav mishum de sova de tzitz merat. Teime la rashbe, minolon. Dilme ho de pturim hainu mishum de sova de noshim b'sheini rishus. Maybe your pot of makob and Pesach, because he holds noshim b'sheini rishus. It's very difficult to understand the rashbe's kashe. The Baraisa says, talking about a case of a Shemeres Yoim, it's Ruaso, Eino Echeles, this means that not only Eino Echeles, it's Eisel Amafreya, but Pturim Milas is Pesach Sheini, Because Pesach is Rishus. So why does he say Ein Echeles? Say that, I mean, Rada is the Chiddush. Rada is the Chiddush that from Ein Echeles, why is the Chiddush that it's a kosher Korban? Not allowed to eat the Korban, because you know you're Tomei. But the Ptura Milasa is Pesach Shein. But if it's a Pesach Korban, so what's Ein Echeles? We should say it's a Pesach Korban. What's it din by Pesach Sheini? First of all, that's not Negeya. If the Ptura Pesach Sheini is because Noshim a Pesach Sheini Rishus, it doesn't have to this halacha. That's definitely a shaila. It doesn't have to this halacha. First of all, you should say Rochel Bitrak Tana that it's Apostle Lekob, not Eina Echeles. And then, if she's in this halacha, bechlad and I claim the new shaila, Noshim Achayiv, the Pesach Sheini. So by this halacha, you have to tell me Noshim Apotah from a Pesach Sheini. Very unclear how the Rashba asked how he wanted to emphasize the Gemara. Why Marie the Bad Yemuchel Lekama say Peke Ish Rabbi Yisus Tav Noshim B'Sheini Chayiv. She can't say this stuff. So Rabbi Yisus would have been a Geshmak Eter. What did the Gemara answer? So the Gemara answers, how does this Maima of Rabbi Yisus stim with Rabbi Chiye? Rabbi Chiye said that the Tumas HaToyim is only by Meis, not by other Tumas. Here we see it works by Tumas Ziva also. So Gemara said, no, because Rabbi Yisus Mikan El Abu Metav. He met him. Perish. Va'anan svir along ke Rabbonon, gul mafrei met him. Fakert, Rab Chiya holds according to the Rabbonon. And forget that. That's what Rab Chiya is saying. Rab Chiya is saying Tumas HaTayim is only by Tumas Meis. By Tumas Zive, there is a Tumas HaTayim according to the Rabbonon. But there's no din, there's no head of Tumas HaTayim. Bim Taim, Salke deitach nami de time mit Rabbi Yisus mishum de sovet zitz meratz. I feel it will say. At the time, at the way we want to do it, that Rabbi Yisus holds that the zitz is meratz and to mit atahoim, my porich, leime de svir along ke rabbono. What's the kashe? That means like this. Saivasai, we are saying that the Rabbi Chiya holds like the rabbono. Memelin, he's talking about Tumas Zive. That's what, so, but he doesn't know about Rabbi Yisus. So, Memelin, so if you side the side being satisfied with such a terror, so he's going according to the Rabbonah. So let's say the way you learned before. Rabbi Yisus holds there is a heter, a tar of Tumas Atoim by Zive. Rabbi Chiya holds that there's no tar of Tumas Atoim by Zive. So what's the kasha? Yishloim rotza, lasis machlekes chadosh, yishloim betzinu tanoim chlukim bekar. We don't find such a machlekes, there's a machlekes tanoim. With the head of Tumas Atayim is only by Tumas Meis or by other Tumas. Where do we see such a machlekes? Abu Marfreyu Metami, Matsina Tanoim, Vishil, and Nida, Matsina the Tavlu Yem Shalacha Vishimsha. That we see, do that we know clothes are machlekes Tanoim by Tumas, by if it's Metamala Mafreyu or not, so Memele. So that the Gemara wanted to say that Rab Chiya holds like the Rabbonon and then in the Tzaisalam Afrei, there is a Tumas HaTayim by Ziv, and he's coming to tell us there's no head of Tumas HaTayim by Ziv. Zog the Gemara weiter. Va'af Rab Oishi Yisover Metamel L'Mafrei Midrabonon. This teret that we said, that Metamel L'Mafrei means Midrabonon, is not only, Rab Oishi also learned like that. Yisanya, we learned a machlokes between Rab Oishi and Rab Yechon. Rabbi Oishi Yoimer, Avol Zov, Shero B'Shviyis Shaloi, Soyser Es Shalofonov. If a Zov saw B'Shviyis Shaloi, so it's Soyser, the whole Shiva Nekiyim, and he starts from scratch. But Omale Rabbi Yechonit said, Lo Yister Elo Yoimer. No, and not Soyser, the whole Shiva Nekiyim, it's only Soyser that day. Frag the Gemara, what's Pshat Rabbi Yechonit? Memonavshah. If he holds it soiser, afelukulunister. So it's a stira. So it's soiser the holding key. Ikasava mikano lahabu metame tenutume yoyme nami loylister. So what is pshat in Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan says that loyister elo yoyme. What's pshat in this? Ela Eima La Yister Vela Yoima. And Rabbi Yochanan means to say, La Yister Vela Yoima. So Rashi says, Afilu Yoimai. Afilu Yoimai. Vishakva Osla Mitzvah Siem Kekulai Vishalma Svurim Shalai Vyotzim Echlazi. Rabbi Yochanan means to say, there should not be any stira whatsoever. Afilu Yoimai. La Yister Vela Yoima. So that's Rabbi Yochanan is chaylik on Rabbi Yishe. Rabbi Yishe said that it's soysel mafreyam, soysel shalafonav. He says no. Rabbi Yochanan says no. It's metama mikano lahabes. So memela filo di yaima. It's not soysel. Omalei Rabbi Yishe, omalei. So Rabbi Yishe told Rabbi Yochanan, you know, Rabbi Yishe koi kavos. Rabbi Yishe holds like you. It's also metama mikano lahabes. Frag the Gemara of Rabbi Yossi, Eime Metama Mishka V'Moshe B'Lamafrei. How could Rabbi Yossi say that Rabbi Yossi holds Metama Mekana Lab? He says close Metama L'Mafrei. Alav Shmamino Metama L'Mafrei Midarabonon Shmamino. Zogt Rashi. Avol Horoye Zoi Leyadano Ahechi Koi Avol. Seems he's going on something. Rashi doesn't know exactly what he's going on. Saiser Eshelofonov Kol Svurim Shesofar Betzorech Lisper Zainachel. Omle Rabbi Yochanan Leyister Elo Yoimoy. Viyachzer Viyisper Yoimecha. That's how the Gemara understood Pshat Rabbi Yochanan. Avina Nemul said Rabbi Yochanan Monosh. Ilam Afreye Metame. Dein mitzvah hayoyim oyle loy veloy nigmer as viras ay kulo na minister do si vesof loy zayn yomim le taros ay tara achas lekul you need 7 days of iriye shloy tiye tum im avsek is beinayim im avsek is nide vim mona le serugim if you have 7 days bedilog ki ocho she yista yoyim oy Yes, lemena lemach and nimtzei safsake b'neim. That's not a 7 day of the 7 day period of tara. V'mikano laba metame shalos lemitzus ayoyim v'gomrus v'lum shloy the svira ended already. Yoyiminami paylister elareyu kiriyri shayne shalzive acheres. So it's like a nuri ve'ein bo elatumasere v'yitvel v'yitoyer la'oreh. That's what Shashu's gil said. So if he holds Mikano laba metame is viyitvel viyitoy laher. The kaimelon riri shayne shalzov keri bialmu b'mesechas nida. Eloch ikam Rabbi Yochanan lo yister v'lo yoyme kloima afu lo yoyme lefi shekva os le mikzus hayoyim kekuloy v'shalmo svurim shaloy v'yotzem echlal zivim. Omale Rabbi Shie. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan said, that afu lo yoyme it's also not so yisir. Amalei Rabbi Yishe, Rabbi Yechner, Rabbi Yishe, Koi Kevos. No, Rabbi Yishe also is like you. Esvilei Nami Mikano, Labo Metam, Amid Apoto, Leila, Elbi Pesach Sheini. Oh, since he parted from a Pesach Sheini. So he also is, it's not so, he's Amal, because of Rabbi Yishe, Mafreya, the Rabbi Yishe, Mid Rabbon, and Koma. Period. So, Mameila, Kaponim, we have here, Rabbi Yosef's Mahalach, in Rab Chiye, for Rab Chiye, we don't have any raya if he holds that there's a heter of Tumas HaTahim for the Kahanim. It could be he's speaking about Tumas HaTahim for the Bailim, but Tumas Zivim. Like the Gemara, Rab Yosi asked the Omer Mikano LaAbu Matam, but according to Rab Yosi. And Rab Chiya said, "Lemeis bilvad lemutei mai." So what? According to Rab Yosi, what tumah can be b'mamayet? Nifshit mineide bekoyin v'hutcholay tumas hatoyim. So according to Rab Yosi, kaponim. Rab Yosi said a good eitzah according to the Chachamim. According to Rab Yosi, so what's pshat in Rab Chiya? Omri loilam bebailim. No. He learned, no, could be there's no heter of Tumas HaTahim for the Kahan. Lo ilom bebailim, u bepesach, bekosova, and Rab Yosi holds, and sheichtim bezerk, and al tmei sheret. He holds in that sheret, so speaking about Tumas HaTahim, of Tumas Sheret. Bevitzach lemute, so you have to be mamayit. So Kodi is Rabbi Yossi holds in Shechnu Zerik not Tamei Sherif. So Memeile, so that's Shechnu Rabbi Chiyah. Those that hold Shechnu Zerik not Tamei Sherif, so they hold like the Chachamim, that the Ri is Soysel Mafreya, so then we'll say Rabbi Chiyah speaking about the Tumas HaTayim of Zivah. Zogt Rashi, Rabbi Yossi Maskona de Milsi, V'loi Mishum Kashi Maisilo, the Bailam, and he won't be able to bring a Korban Pesach. Because there's no Heter of Tumas HaTohim by Tumas Sheretz. Frag the Gemara weiter, Elvolo Rabbi Yossi, Zove Gemura Eichi Mashkachas Lo. Now we'll go back to that Kasha. Rabbi Yossi holds. If Rabbi Yossi holds that Mikan Olahaba Mitamo, so it comes out by every Riyah, there was a Riyah Yoyim Ches, and then she saw Yoyim Ches after the Netzach Amo, so already she was toyer from Yoyim Ches. So she sees Yoyim Ches later, so it's a new Riyah. So it's Ha'adiyah V'zove G'dayla. Hello, Rabbi Yossi, Zove G'mur Eicha Mashkachas Lo, and the Gemara, two I found it. Either B'sheifas, that she saw straight for 3 days, there was no hefsek. Boys, Eimak Gwen Sherosa, Kol Shnei Bein Hashmoshes. She saw 2 days Bein Hashmoshes, so we have here 3 riyas. Let us see Rashi. But Rashi, Heichemash Kachas Loki, even the Islamic Tzayoim Oilololis Virosa. Mikan ola haba mitamo, haba leiko yoime tume ba'an pei nafsho. So it comes out that each day is a new tume. So how do you have a tziruv to make a zove gmur? B'sheifas ko shloisha ritzum, ola haba lo minyone klal. So there was nothing to be seisa. There wasn't a yoim keneged yoim. Inami beroya shnei bein hashmoshes. The whole Chilas Hayomim Hoyu Betume. Each beginning of the day was Betume. Ve'inkan Sfira Klal. U'b'shnei Bein Hashmoshi Sagi De'ike Tumes Gimul Yomim Retzufa. With 2 Bein Hashmoshes we have 3 days. Kigoy. Bein Hashmoshi Shal Erev Shabbos. Let's say she saw Bein Hashmoshi Shal Erev Shabbos. Yesh kan soif erev Shabbos, so we have a riyah soif erev Shabbos, so that's the riyah yom ches. Utchila Shabbos, and we have a riyah yom tes. So memele, so yom tes already there's no shemeres yom keneged yom because yom tes started off with a riyah. Ubein hashmoshes shel mocho, and then she saw bein hashmoshes of Shabbos to Meitzoy Shabbos. Shehu Soif HaShabbos. Now that's not Negeos, because already there was a Riyah Tchilas Shabbos, or Tchilas Echad B'Shabbos. But she saw already the beginning of Echad B'Shabbos. So Memele, so we have Erev Shabbos, right afterwards Shabbos, right afterwards Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, Hay Gimel Yomim Retzufim. So you have 3 days Ritzufim, ve'ein kan tchilas yoim toher. It's not the beginning of a yoim toher sheyarlo l'sfira. You need a yoim keneged yoim. That means a tchilas hayoim should be shemeres yoim keneged yoim. She don't have a tchilas hayoim. She started off the day being tomek. So you don't have a yoim keneged yoim. She saw Erev Shabbos, so what's going to be Mitar Erev Shabbos? As soon as it became Shabbos, she saw again. So Shabbos is not a day to be Mitar Erev Shabbos. she saw and Echad B'Shabbos is also not a day to be Metayer Shabbos, because she saw as soon as it became Echad B'Shabbos. So Memela, so here was over Gemula. Lefi Advarim, Rashi says, according to this Gemara, Laman di Omar mitzvah hayom kekuloy. According to Rabbi Yossi, the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yossi, is Tchilas Halayla Oyla L'Sfiros. So now Rashi says, Amuyim de Kechidish, that the Sfiras Yoyim Keneged Yoyim, so the Yoyim that is Metayer, the Mitzvah Yoyim that is Metayer, is the beginning of the next night. That is the Mitzvah Yoyim that's Metayer. Tchilas halayla oylo l'sviros. So ben tzorich alois ha-shoch. You don't need alois ha-shach. How do I know this? B'de'itzach leminket bein ha-shmoshet. Le'inokat mashkachas lo b'sheroye b'leilos. L'choy ra'e b'poshet t'tzir. Why do you say she saw bein ha-shmoshet? Poshet we learn pshat. We'll see Tosfos brings this a Mishnah Megillah. That l'choy ra'e the mitzvah hayoyim that's metayer is after the mitzvah hayoyim by day. The you need Allah Yisashachet or the Neitzach upon him, that Mitzvah Hayoyim is Metayer. The Laila, you don't say Shemeres Yoyim Keneged Yoyim, there's no, the not seeing at night is not a Metayer. In fact, the Chashi said, why do you need Bein HaShmoshes? What about Aya Pasha Tetzia? She saw Friday, Erev Shabbos. She saw Leil Shabbos in the 12 o'clock at night, Leil Shabbos. So Mamele, the Shimo Yom Keneged Yom starts in the morning. But you can't start in the morning because this day she became Tomei already. The Shimo Yom Keneged Yom that we learn Poshim Shat is Shemer Shem Keneged Yom starts but Kilosayim after Alois HaShach. So Memele, so the Alois HaShach of Shabbos cannot be Metayra because she saw Leil Shabbos 12 o'clock at night. So that day is not a day of not seeing. She saw 12 o'clock at night. And then weiter mitzoy Shabbos also should see 12 o'clock at night. Was darf me machen bein ha-shmoshes? And it says, oi, she saw bein ha-shmoshes. So trash is ever the chamoyra dike chiddush. So we see that Rabbi Yossi holds, if he holds mitzvah, say, yoyim is metai, the mitzvah, that's cholos ha-layla is metai already. So meila, if she would see 12 o'clock at night, she wouldn't be a zove gemura, because as soon as it became night, she became toyer already. Because you say mitzvah hayom shmer Hashem keneged yom, the yom starts from the beginning of the night. So as soon as she didn't see the first minute of the night, so that's metayer the ziva of the previous day. So right, how do you have a zove gemure? The only way you can have a zove gemure is davke if she saw bein hashmoshes, so mamish the tchilas halayla, there was already a riyah, so she started off the next day betumah. Yeah, it ain't zorech alois ha-shach. It's zorech leminket bein ha-shmoshes, v'enokat mashkachas lo b'sheroye b'leilois. The Gemara did not say that the mashkachas lo b'sheroye b'leilois. Let us just start Tosfos. Inami ki goin roaso shne yomim bein ha-shmoshes. Mi de loy mishani b'roye b'leilois. Mashme de sviras laila havi sviras. I say says that you have to be in a shmosh. It's b'chein perish b'kuntris. B'kosher l'rivo, it's non perik sheini de Megillah, b'chein shemeres yoyim keneged yoyim, loy titfel ad ho neitzach amo. She should not tovel herself till neitzach amo. O'masik b'gmore, kamash melon kiven de boy shimo. You need shemer, in order, you need like nekiyim. So there has to be a zman that she didn't see. Shima b'yamamos, you need Shima b'yamamos. So you need a iriyah by day. So therefore, she can't travel herself till the neitzach amo. V'chein b'shili nida oma, v'shovin b'roye teich yud alef yoyim. If she saw teich yud alef yoyim, I mean she saw yoyim ches, it was yud alef yoyim be nida le nida, she saw yoyim ches, v'tov lo lo eret, and she tabled herself, as she saw Yom Ches, she tabled herself at night, v'shimsha, and she was mishamish at night, so she metamin Mishka and Moshe, both of them are Tomei, the Chayovim, the Kolman, Mashma, the Leirosa, Achakach. And Mishum, the Belaila, Leichosh of Shimu, because Laila is not a Shimu. So, Memele, so you see clear from these two rayas that you need a Shemer Shem Keneged Yom, you need a Shimu of Yom in order to be Metayer the previous day. Not the way it's Mashma from Asukia. V'yeshloima emphatosis, devadai sviris laila lehava sviris, not a sviris. V'mikomokim leimotzi leukmi beroya beleilis. So why don't you say that it was roya beleilis? Mishum. Tekivin desova rabi yosef, miktsis hayoim shesofro b'shvi ave kekuloi. Just like Rabbi Yossi holds, if, let's say, the seventh day, she the morning passed by and she didn't see, so he said, Mitzvah Sayyem Kekuloi, Hu Adin, so the loch will be in Posko Bachatzi Hayoim. Let us say, she saw Posko Bachatzi Hayoim. She was Posko to see Bachatzi Hayoim. Shayala lo shimo soifa nisha. So the soifa yoin, that means if there was a ria betchilas hayoin, so then, afilo the ria was balaylo, so then the tchilas hayoin will not be metaya, that's not called a shemeres yoin, but al kaponim, the soifa yoin would be metaya. Lakach muki b'sheifa shleihoyo soif hayoim betare inami beroye shnei ben hashmoshes v'lek alamei mishiyala emtza hayoim shimu d'le oma mitzis hayoim kikuloi ela oi tchilosoi oi soifoi aval emtza loi. So what does Tosfos say? So Tosfos says that the soif hayoim is also a shimu. So that is pshat in Bein Hashmoshes. The Bein Hashmoshes is that she saw Erev Shabbos. She saw Tchilas HaShabbos, so that's Tchilas HaYoyim. She saw Soif Shabbos, so that's the Soif HaYoyim. So the Tchilas HaYoyim, the Soif HaYoyim of Shabbos was Shemer, the Tchil and the Soif were with Ariyah. So Memele, so that can't be Metaya. That can't be Metaya, the Erev Shabbos. And then the third Riyah is, and the third Riyah is Metzoy Shabbos. So here you have three Riyahs.